This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 405 for Wednesday, May 24th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is mixed Wednesday morning, with speculative positioning a feature. Canola up $2 in the July contract at $703.60 per ton. New crop November down 30 cents at $664.70. The July contract had dipped below the psychological $700 mark in overnight trade, which was bearish from a chart standpoint, but some support was uncovered to the downside and prices moved higher. November was also much lower, testing contract lows overnight before uncovering some support as well. Good seeding progress across Western Canada and beneficial rains in some dry areas of Alberta did put some pressure on values. However, gains in Chicago soy oil and a softer tone in the Canadian dollar provided support. Expectations for tightening stocks were also supportive. Agriculture Canada lowered their canola ending stocks estimate for the current marketing year to 650,000 tons from an estimated 1 million back in April. New crop ending stocks are pegged at only 600,000 tons. In the U.S., soybeans and corn are both higher, while wheat is lower. Soybeans had moved down overnight, but managed to move higher as gains in crude oil helped pull soy oil up as well. The July soybean contract up 13 cents at $13.35 per bushel. However, the active U.S. seeding pace, with over two-thirds of intended soybean acres in the ground, an emergence ahead of normal, did temper the advances. Export competition out of Brazil also served to temper the upside. Corn, also underpinned by gains in crude oil, the July contract up 5 cents at $5.82 per bushel. But just as in soybeans, the good U.S. planting pace was bearish, although parts of North Dakota may not get their corn crop in before crop insurance deadlines. Forecasts across the Midwest look relatively dry over the next 2 weeks, which will help farmers finish seeding, but more moisture will be needed going forward. All three U.S. wheat markets are lower. Minneapolis down 8 cents in the July contract at $8.12 per bushel. Kansas City 14 cents lower in July at $8.26 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 7 cents in the July contract at $6.15 per bushel. Large global supplies and a lack of fresh demand for U.S. wheat contributed to the declines. China is reportedly harvesting a large wheat crop of its own, limiting some of the country's grain demand, with the Black Sea and European wheat crops also reportedly in decent shape. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, May 24th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.